Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This is the Action Network Podcast.
That's when you have fun. When you're kicking somebody's ass and they're sucking for win.
That was good. Ready? Go.
Inbounder on the baseline.
And a steal. Last chance to get.
Way outside. Action. Impossible. Big time onions by the Wiley Vet.
That's it. Here it is. Roll, roll, roll.
Welcome to the Action Network Podcast, brought to you by BetMGM. I'm Mike Calabrese, and with the round of 64 just hours away, we're squeezing in one last preview episode, this time focusing on player props. We're bringing in the big guns for this episode, so that means Sean Kerner, Nick Giffen, the engine of our predictive analytics team here at Action, as well as Action contributor and prop expert Doug Ziefel. So let me get the ball to one of our playmakers. Sean, take it away.
Thanks, Mike. My first prop is from the Mississippi State-Michigan State game, the very first game of the tournament that tips off at 12:15 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. And I'm going with Cameron Matthews of Mississippi State to go under 9.5 points at -114. He stayed under this 60% of the time over the last 20 games. When Mississippi State was averaging 74 points a game over that stretch, their team totals of 65 points here. So 10 points lower than they average over that 20-game sample. So he's much less likely to clear here, especially considering Michigan State's defense is very good at preventing two-pointers, which is basically what Matthews relies on solely to generate points. He'll also be guarding Malik Hall for Michigan State, who does tend to draw fouls at a really high rate. So I guess there's just an increased chance here that Matthews could get into foul trouble, which just lowers his floor even more in this market. We're projecting closer to 8 points with a 61% chance to stay under 9.5 points. And my second prop is from the BYU Duquesne game at 12:40 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. And I'm going with Day-Day Grant of Duquesne to finish with under 2.5 three-pointers made at +115. He's been averaging, 2.4 threes a game over the last 15 games, but he's stayed under this in 10 of those 15 games, so a 66% clip towards the under. And that was with Duquesne averaging 72 points per game over that stretch, but they have a team total of 66.5 here. So again, this is going to be a tougher spot for Day-Day to clear this number. BYU has a top 50 defense, and they've allowed 3% fewer points via three-pointers than league average. So this just seems like a tougher spot for Day-Day to clear this when he's typically been staying under this anyway. So the fact that we're getting this at +115 is a nice bonus here, but we're projecting him with about a 56% chance to stay under 2.5 3-points made. Those are my two props, and now I'll pass it over to Nick Giffen.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Thanks, Sean. So for my first of my two player props, I am going to go to the Gonzaga versus McNeese State game. That is at 7:25 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. And I'm going to take Nolan Hickman to have over 1.5 3 points made. We are paying some juice here at -145, but I'm totally okay with that because Nolan Hickman has gone over this number in 14 of his last 18 games. Now, We definitely have to adjust for the level of competition, given that Gonzaga plays some relatively soft competition in conference. That said, McNeese State is probably an ideal matchup here for Hickman because McNeese State allows the highest three-point attempt to field goal attempt ratio in all of college basketball. Out of all 362 teams, they allow the largest fraction of field goal attempts to come from outside. And that is part of why they allow the third most fraction of points scored against them to come from outside at nearly 40% of points scored against them from downtown versus just over 30% as the national average. So we're projecting Nolan Hickman to go over this line around 72% of the time with an average of around 2.6 three-point field goals made. So really like this number, even at minus 145. For my second prop, I'm going to turn over to the Iowa State versus South Dakota State game. That is at 7:35 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. So tipping off just around 10 minutes after that Gonzaga-McNeese State game. And I'm going to go to a little bit of a cult hero in the Action Network Discord. Our producer, Matt Mitchell, a little bit of a cult hero with him as well. And I'm going to turn to Milan Momcilovic over 1.5 3 points made at plus 150.
You want some?
Yes.
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! Ma, the meatloaf!
Milan Momcilovic. This matchup against South Dakota State is even better than Hickman's versus McNeese State. South Dakota State allows the second highest three-point attempt to field goal attempt ratio. But even worse, they allow just the 266th lowest. So in other words, bottom 100 in three-point percent made allowed against them, meaning when you combine the fraction of shots that come from outside and the ratio of those shots that go in, they allow the most points via three in the nation. Well, Momcilovic, he makes around 1.65 three-point attempts per game, and now he's getting this super plus matchup. I think our projection is actually a little conservative at 1.7 3 points made, which means he's about a coin flip to go over 1.5, but we're getting plus 150. So that's like a 10% edge right there. And I think there's upside for even more. So I don't mind laddering this prop as well. So for my second prop, I'm taking Milan Momcilovic over 1.5 3 points made at plus 150. Now I'm going to throw it over to Doug Ziefel for his player props.
Thanks, Nick. My first player prop is going to be Hunter Dickinson, under 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists. You can get this at minus 125. Reason why I'm on this prop is Dickinson is coming off a dislocated shoulder. Our friend for injuries, Pro Football Doc, had a clip saying that guys who initially have shoulder dislocations, the first time, the damage to their shoulder is much more significant versus if they have it a second or a third time. So going off his opinion, he believes that Dickinson is going to be significantly hampered playing through this injury. And then also we have the numbers on our side here. He's gone under this total in 61% of games played this season. That gives us an implied odds of minus 156.
This podcast is proudly presented by BetMGM. Use bonus code ACTION when signing up to get up to $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5. For new users in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Quick heads up, the great state of North Carolina has just launched legal sports betting. So if you're in the Tar Heel state, take advantage of the best sign-up offers across every sports book. A link to every one of those offers can be found in this episode description. So if you're in North Carolina, check out that link in the episode description.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For my second prop, it's going to be another under. We're going to go to the South Carolina-Oregon game. That's tipping off at 4 o'clock on Thursday. I'm taking the under on Taylon Cooper's assist prop. That's under 4.5 assists. That's at minus 140. Cooper's the Gamecock shooting guard. He's gone under this total in 61% of games this season. He has very limited usage in the offense, and the tempo of this matchup is going to be very slow, as the Gamecocks are one of the slowest teams in the country, and the Ducks are not much faster than them. So his ability to not only touch the ball himself, but distribute it to his teammates is going to be even less in this game. And now back to our host, Calabrese.
Oh, and they're talking. They're discussing the podcast. Try to light the fire.
Thanks, Doug. Now for my top two plays, I'm going to start with a player who is going to be critical for a high seed hoping to avoid an upset, and that's Johnny Furphy, the Australian three-point specialist for the Kansas Jayhawks. I'm going to go with him knocking down two or more three-pointers at plus 114 in the market. Reminder, always shop around, see if you can find the best price. Let's just go into his resume a little bit. He's averaged 3.6 three-point attempts per game and shot 35.4% from long range, but his numbers have spiked with McCullough on the shelf, and there's been multiple situations where he's either been on a minutes restriction or sitting out altogether. As we now know, McCullough Jr. has been ruled out for the rest of the NCAA tournament. So what does that mean? All of those role players are going to have a little bit higher usage, more opportunities to put the ball in the basket. He shot 5 triples against BYU with McCullough out and 7 against Houston with McCullough on a limited minutes restriction. So those 7 attempts, I think, is going to be closer in this game. And what's interesting, the game within the game, Samford plays a lot of zone, the second highest rate of any team in the field of 68. They play it close to 30% of the time. They're going to be daring the Jayhawks to knock down three-pointers, because on the season, KU has made just 33.3% of their opportunities. So Furphy is just going to let it fly in this one. And when you look at Samford, not only are they going to dare Kansas, they've dared every opponent to fire away from long range. Opponents average 24 three-pointers per game against Samford, which is 280th in the country. So you know the opportunity is going to be there. We'll see if the Australian can knock down some of these three-pointers and get us into a plus 114. I'm hoping you can get plus 125 in the market. As I mentioned, please shop around. Last piece of this, Samford plays super fast, the 14th fastest pace in the entire country, and they get burned in transition a lot. And that doesn't just mean layups at the rim. It also means wide open shooters on the perimeter. So I think that's a recipe for more open looks for Furphy in this one. All right, for the second one, I'm going to go with a mid-major superstar. The country is not familiar with Riley Minix, but if he goes ahead and upsets Illinois, he'll be a household name overnight. I'm going to go over his points, rebounds, and assists, currently sitting in the market at 26.5. His season average for this market was 33. But the question, obviously, is he did that in the OVC. How did he play when he stepped up in competition? Well, he played 2 nationally ranked teams. Against Alabama, his points, rebounds, and assists, 26, and against Purdue, 21. He took 35 shots in those 2 games combined against the Crimson Tide and Boilermakers. So the offense will continue to flow through him. He's hard to take away, even if Illinois came up with a great defensive game plan, because the Eagles use him in so many different ways. They use him in pick and roll, slip screens. He's a great 3-point shooter, so he can take big defenders away. He's 6'7", 230 pounds. Take him out to the perimeter and not only shoot over them, but in some cases put it on the deck and get to the rim. So it's very difficult to keep him down for a guy who's probably going to take 15 to 20 shots in this game. The entire offense, as I said, flows through him. And Illinois' defense leaves a lot to be desired. They don't pressure ball handlers at all, so they give up a lot of open threes. They're soft at the rim. And if they're successful, Illinois wants to speed this game way up. And extra possessions are just more opportunities to, you know, pad your stats in this one. And at this point, I think in terms of Illinois speeding the game up, that's going to help them win outright. But I don't think that's necessarily the recipe for an under in this spot. So I'm going to go over. I would lay up to minus 125 in terms of negative juice. All right, that's our 8 picks to get you started on March Madness player props. This has been the player prop episode. A reminder, BBOC Live will be back on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings starting at 10:30. You can get last-minute advice, details on the games, injury reports, everything that you need to know before the first two rounds tip off. This has been the Action Network podcast brought to you by BetMGM. For Sean Kerner, Nick Giffen, and Doug Ziefel, I'm Mike Calabrese. Enjoy the madness.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.